Are you up for a good mystery? Well, embedded deep within the Lord's Prayer is the mysterious little Greek adjective, epioousion. It's normally translated daily, as in, give us this day our daily bread, epioousion. The difficulty is that that word seems to exist nowhere else in ancient Greek, and no one is really sure what it means. In 400 AD, St. Jerome translated epioousion into Latin as the word supersubstantial. But he also suggested that it could mean bread for the coming day. So by combining both ideas, it could be read, give us this day the supersubstantial bread that is sufficient for tomorrow. But what in your life is sufficient to sustain and support you? Worldly food, or the bread of life as Christ that draws you to eternal life? Well, the answer is both. So why not pray for both? This meditation from Matthew chapter 6 is a reflection on sustenance, God's gift of a worldly bread to care for you physically, and his eternal gift of the eternal bread of life as Christ to care for you spiritually. So to begin, whether resting in the early morning light or the long shadows of evening, yield to this time as a sustaining sanctuary, a time of being nurtured and provided for by Father, Son, and Spirit. Allow your eyes to softly close now without effort, and permit your mind to be nurtured by the given gifts of the Father. Consent for your body to be postured and cared for by the given gifts of Christ. And also concede for your soul now to be filled by the given gifts of the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of reflection by listening, then responding to this passage from Luke chapter 11. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, thank you for your good gifts to me. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. I, being evil and sinful by nature, know how to give good gifts to my children. And Lord God, thank you for your good gifts to me. I know how to give good gifts to my children, so how much more will you, my Heavenly Father, give me the gift of the Holy Spirit? Lord God, thank you for your good gifts to me. You, my Heavenly Father, give me your Holy Spirit. I will ask and keep on asking. And Lord God, thank you for your good gifts to me. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this time of nurtured care, mindful of moments to be aware of divine given gifts. The Lord is here, the Spirit is with you, and you are always safe. Even in this time of divine retreat, there may still be moments of distracting hunger. Hunger for what the world offers you. Well, don't push those hunger pangs away, but simply note them in your mind for a moment. Scan your body now too. Do you feel hungry? Does your body long for nourishment? Physical or spiritual feeding? Note how your body responds to hunger. Seek the Holy Spirit now, lifting the pangs of hunger. Feel your soul being cared for, fed, and nurtured. Move your center from hunger to satisfaction, and center on the peace found in the feeding of the divine presence. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep breaths, each one full and deep. Become mindful of each nurturing breath, the holy gift of each breath. Each breath nourishing you. Each breath out, releasing hunger for the world. Body filled with the physical and spiritual nourishment of your breathing. Be mindful of the gift of each breath that now sustains you. Stay here centered for several more moments. Various hungers of the world will rise to the surface and maybe make your stomach growl, and that's to be expected. In fact, celebrate each growl as a reminder for you to return to your breathing and whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, thank you for your good nourishing gifts to me. Now continue as you center on being satisfied by God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. This short passage is from within the Lord's Prayer. Listen to it from Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, from the New International Reader's Version. Give us today our daily bread. How did the Holy Spirit nourish you with just these few short words? Listen once more and center on God's gifts that care for you both physically and spiritually. Give us today our daily bread. For this next minute, contemplate on the one thing that spoke to you and nourished you most deeply. Once more, but now notice how you respond emotionally. Listen now to the entire Lord's Prayer from the Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What satisfying emotions or nourished affections did you experience in this second reading? Well, take this next minute to be fully mindful of how God cares for you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. How the presence of the triune God satisfies you completely. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage as your own mindful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, in your mercy, hear my prayer. What did you encounter in the words of the Lord's Prayer? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, rest now in the holy sanctuary of God's presence. I want you to see before you a table, and in the middle of the table is a warm loaf of bread, newly baked, steam rising from it. The smell just permeates your very being. The daily bread looks so satisfying. You are quite confident it will sustain and satisfy you. But also, sitting at the table is Christ, the bread of life. What do you see in his eyes as he offers you the freshly baked bread? Watch him break it and offer you a piece. Now standing in his arms, you hear him whisper, "I offer you this bread to care for your body, but I am the bread of life, to care for your eternal soul." So take this minute to rest in the presence of earthly bread and the heavenly bread of life in Christ. Feel them now both satisfying you. As the presence of God fills you, be mindful of opportunities He may work in and through you to help care for and sustain another you meet on the path. How might God use you to care for the physical and spiritual needs of another? Ponder that and receive now this prayer of benediction to accept this day God's gift of supersubstantial bread that is sufficient for tomorrow, bread that cares for you physically, and the bread of life in Christ that cares for you eternally and spiritually. May you know the bread of life in Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the face of God now and always. As we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God, and silently whispering, "Lord God, thank you for your good gifts to me. May the peace of the Lord be always with you."